Come on in here with me just a minute. Lord have mercy, I got a little story to tell you. My wife went to a Bible study Wednesday night, and they told us a little story up there, and Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Anyway, it's a little old poor town. At the church bus, and the pastor, he come around on Saturday evenings, tried to talk to folks and talk to them about coming to church on Sunday and how the church would pick them up and this and that and other. Well, he went and knocked on the door. And a little boy come answered the door, about 9-year-old. He asked where his parents were, and he said, I don't know where they are. They leave me here to take care of my little brother every weekend. Well, the pastor couldn't hardly believe what he had heard. So he asked him again. The little boy told him the same thing again. So the pastor asked him, could he come in and sit down and talk with him a minute? So he come in. They sat down on an old raggedy couch in there. And he was talking to the little boy about the Lord and the church. And he asked the little boy, had he ever been to church? And the little boy said, no, I ain't never been to church. Well, the pastor thought about it. Well, the church ain't but 3 miles up the road. He couldn't believe he'd never been to church. He said, you sure you ain't been to church? And the little boy said, I'm positive I ain't. He said, do you know the Lord? And the little boy said, no. He said, well, he talked to him about the Lord a little bit. Asked him, did he want to accept the free gift of salvation? Well, the little boy said, yeah. So they got down on their knees and they prayed. The little boy accepted the Lord. And the pastor asked him, he said, well, do you want to go to church tomorrow? Little boy said, I'd love to go to church. He said, well, I'll be back by here in the morning to pick you up. So anyhow, next morning come, the pastor pulled up on the little bus and there weren't no lights on in the house, so the pastor went on in there and woke the little fellas up, got them dressed, got them on the bus, and they ate a donut, had a little drink on the way to church, and they got to church and sat down. And when it come time for the offering, the ushers got up and went to the front, and little boy was confused about what was going on, you know, because he ain't never been to church before. So they prayed over the plates and they started passing them down the aisle. But the little boy, it dawned on him just before it got to him, and then he realized that he didn't have nothing to give, even though he had been given something the day before, and he felt like he needed to give something. Well, this was tearing him up, you know, and he's got a hold of the plate and he ain't got not one thing to give. So he reluctantly, he give the plate on, and he's sitting there mulling over in his little mind what he can give. And just as it exited the last row there, the ushers got a hold up and it dawned on the little boy what he could do. So he got up and he run back there and tugged on the usher's coat, asked could he have the plate one more time. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And the little boy set the plate down on the ground. Could not have lived. He said, Lord, I ain't got one thing to give you but me. And he stepped in the middle of that plate. And I give you me, Lord. Could not have lived. That's all the Lord ever wanted from any of us. It's our time. Good night of living. There's so many lies floating around in this world about what God wants and this and that and the other. He's just asking for a little time together to build that relationship between you and Him. He never wanted no evil for you. You know, when I heard this 2 or 3 days ago, that in the garden, the tree of good and evil, God didn't want us to know evil. He didn't even want us to know what good was. He wanted us to know who He was. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Just try spending you some time with the Lord. Just you and him, wherever you at, wherever you can get by yourself with him. It don't matter. In the woods, on the lake, in your house by yourself. Just in your quiet time, just ask the Lord to come sit with you and talk with you. Because that's all he's ever wanted, was relationship with us. The Lord loves you, and I love you. You're one of a kind and most definitely worth it. Don't you ever let nobody or this old world ever tell you no different now, because it's a lie. Keep your nose buried in the word, your head picked up on your side of the road and in between the ditches. Lord have mercy. Come on.